In my decade of working in social media, there's one thing that has been the most controversial, has the most misinformation around it, and that is hashtags.
Welcome to Social Goals with me, Kat, the only podcast that's teaching social media and marketing strategies that actually work for your local small business. Without dancing trends, posting three times a day, or burning out, it's time to do social strategically.
Hashtags have been confusing and controversial for years, and Instagram has just rolled out a new change that it's testing, which may change how we use hashtags in 2026. So let's break down what this change is, what it means for you as a small business owner, and how to use hashtags strategically. Hashtags used to be one of the biggest drivers of reach and getting new eyes on your content. We can use up to 30 hashtags, and the idea was we would add things relevant to our business, relevant to our audience, relevant to the post, what we sell, what we do, and put in lots in there in hopes that we're showing up in the feeds of the right people. Hashtags really drove what we saw on the Explore page. You could even follow a hashtag so you could see that content in your feed. But over time, Instagram got smarter in terms of how it can decide what content to send to people. So now Instagram can look at your post. It can see the photo and understand what's in it, can read the words that are in your graphic. It can see the text on screen on your reel. It reads your caption. It's looking at a much more holistic view of your content to decide what your content is about and who might be interested in it. So with these changes, it relies a lot less on hashtags. Hashtags are still part of that caption that it's reading, so it's still taking that into consideration, but it's not like the main weight in terms of what a post is about and who it's for. And one of the reasons Instagram has gone this way is because hashtags could be used spammy. Like, you could hashtag anything and trying to get the attention or the eyes of those people on your content. And for Instagram to succeed as a platform, it needs to make sure that what it's showing you is accurate. It's relevant. So the algorithm are much better at showing us what we want to see. You'll notice that if you consume content about a specific topic, you'll get more of that content in your feed on your Reels tab because Instagram is learning from that content. It can see what it's about and share it with the right people. Hashtags are still part of that process, but not the main part. Adam Mosseri, the head of Instagram, has publicly said in his Q&As, his AMAs, and his Instagram stories that hashtags don't have the same impact that they once did. So they are not a driver of reach, but are much more used as a search and categorization tool. So if someone is searching for that specific thing, your content using that hashtag will still come up, but it's not the main decider of what content goes where. So what Instagram is testing right now, and this is the November, December 2025, they're testing changing the limits of how many hashtags you can use on a post. So for the lifetime of Instagram, it's been up to 30 hashtags per post, but now Instagram is testing 3 hashtags and or 5 hashtags. So some people may have that limit of 3, some people might have that limit of 5, some people have no limit. When Instagram is making these changes, it is usually a slow rollout, so not everyone has it at the same time. And sometimes they test things first. And when they test something, it might roll out to everyone or it might not. And the way to see if your Instagram is affected by this is just start writing a caption as you normally would. Add in your hashtags, so start typing them. And as you go to add that fourth one, or if you've copied and pasted, you'll get a pop-up notification that says you're limited to 3 hashtags, or we're changing hashtags, or you're limited to 5 hashtags. So that's the way to see whether you are affected. I polled members of the Social with Kat Club, And it's all over the place on whether people are actually affected. So some people, yes, have gotten the five, a couple people to five, a few to three, some with no limits. And so it really is kind of luck of the draw whether you have it or have not. But whether you have 30 or whether you have three, what we want to think about with our hashtags is not how many can I add, it's how relevant can I be. So not just thinking about what hashtags describe my business, but really getting more specific and thinking about if someone was searching for this post, what would they type? How can I categorize my content appropriately so that the right people are seeing it, they're engaging with it, which then can lead to more views and more engagement. Hashtags are a tool, and the content of your content is way more important. So creating content that really tells your story, that centers your audience and makes them feel seen, safe, and heard, that is going to make much more of an impact than the hashtags that you use. But your hashtags are still a tool. So I still want you to be adding them to your posts. I just don't want you to be stressing about it. And if there's a time where you don't add a hashtag, it's not the end of the world. It's just an opportunity and a tool that you can use. So as a small business, the hashtags that I want you to think about using, whether you're using three or you're limited to five, or maybe you have a couple more, I want you to think location-based, especially if you serve a geographic area, but even if you don't, starting local is a great way to go. So you might have that local category, and there might be a few different posts that are a few different hashtags that you pull from. If I'm thinking about where I live, so Peterborough, Ontario is like the quote-unquote big city near me. Sometimes I might use Peterborough, Ontario. I might use PTBO, which is like a nickname for it. I might use the Kawartha. So thinking of those different like nicknames, if there's a name for the like a little bit larger geographic area around you, incorporating those and getting specific with your qualifiers. So not just using wedding photography, because there's a bazillion of those, and we want the right people to see our content, not just more people. So thinking about like adding a location to that, or adding something specific with the type of photography you do. So maybe it's documentary wedding photography or film wedding photography. So really combining what you do with who it's for to get those specific and searchable hashtags. Because you want to think about those terms, like if someone was Googling to find this post or Googling to find your business, what are the things that they'd be searching for? And we want to incorporate that not just in our hashtags, but like overall in our content, making sure that maybe it's the text on our reel that's like that adds in your location as you talk about like come set up a balloon arch install with me in Peterborough, Ontario. So adding those qualifiers that help Instagram know what your content is about and who it's for will go a long way. So I want you to go into your Instagram to see if you have a limit on your hashtags and then let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram at socialcatmedia so you can keep this in mind. And I'll keep everyone updated as we see the full extent of this rollout, whether it goes to everyone, if it's a test. We don't have any official updates from Instagram at this point, so we'll see what they do. What I really want you to take away is to remember that hashtags are not the biggest part of your social media strategy by any means. Focusing on the quality of your content and getting that content out in front of your audience consistently is going to matter way, way more. But hashtags are a tool to help you organize and categorize your content. So we still want to be using them, but not stressing about them. Instagram's algorithm is doing the hard work in terms of looking at the full picture of your content to see what it's about and who may be interested in it. So making sure that you're adding those details of who you are, where you are in throughout your content, whether it's a caption, incorporating it in the text on screen on your reels, those all make an impact on your content getting seen by the right people. And even if you have up to 30 hashtags you could use, remember that using some strategic targeted hashtags, let's say 3 to 5 strategic hashtags, is going to be way more powerful than 30 generic ones. Because if people are seeing it, but they're not engaging with it, that is not going to help your content perform. So we want to make sure that the right people are seeing it, that we are being specific and strategic with our hashtags. So keep posting, keep hashtagging, and don't let the algorithm ruin your vibe. Which is literally a sticker I have on my computer from a lovely small business in Northern Michigan called Just Follow Your Art Shop. So highly recommend, but I'm like, this is literally on my computer right now. Don't let the algorithm ruin your vibe. And that is the advice I want you to carry into your week.
You're well on your way to becoming social goals. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review. It helps your small business friends find the pod. Follow Social Cat Media on Instagram, that's Cat with a K, and head to the show notes for my best free resources. See you on social, and see you next week right here with a new episode.